to Bridget Calls Me Baby, my guests this hour. And thank you to World Cafe producer Miguel Perez for his work on that session. Thanks as well to our affiliates across the country who bring this show to you, including KCAW in Sitka, Alaska, and WGCU in Fort Myers, Florida. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. My name is Raina Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation, making opportunity universal and sustainable for over 100 years, and by ECMC Foundation, working to improve higher education for career success among underserved populations through evidence-based innovation. Learn more at ecmcfoundation.org.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Hi, this is Robert Hilburn, and welcome to Rock and Roll Times, where we play great music from various styles and years every Thursday morning at midnight. Tonight, I'm going to share records that I found thrilling the first time I heard the artist of the record. Tonight is part two of my own thrilling pop moments from the 1970s. We begin with great music from the beginning of the 1970s, 1970 itself. 88.5, the SoCal Sound, from Encino to San Clemente.
life was in his hands. Late at night when the people were gone, he used to pick up my guitar and sing a song in a shaky voice that was real as the day was long. Tonight's the night, yes it is. Tonight, tonight. Early in the morning at the break of day, he used to sleep until the afternoon. If you never heard him sing, I guess you won't too soon. 'Cause people, let me tell you, it sent a chill up and down my spine.
Classic rock of The Who and Neil Young with two more dynamic moments from the 1970s. 88.5, the SoCal sound. Thanks for tuning in out there in Canyon Country.
city breaking and everybody shaking and we're staying alive.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milner, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve. Thick, heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. Say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me. Yeah.
As the 1970s progressed, rock got a valuable infusion of energy and attitude from a series of artists from England. Here are three artists that stood out for me in the second British invasion, 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
This is Matt Pinfield. I'm so excited to join the team here at 88.5 The SoCal Sound, a radio station truly dedicated to the community of artists and music fans everywhere. Join me as I'll be sharing my musical passion with you every weekday from 2 to 6 p.m. on 88.5 FM, thesocalsound.org, and the SoCal Sound app.
Listen to the SoCal Sound on 88.5 FM, thesocalsound.org, your smart speaker.
Play the SoCal Sound.
And on our mobile app.
Regime, a major moron, potential hate bomb. little mania is bitten the dust. London calling, see, we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of thing. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going in. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning. I live by the river, to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see, we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is going thin. A nuclear error, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning.
Examples of wide-ranging styles and attitudes of pop in the 1970s. 88.5, the SoCal Sound. To close, I'm going to salute four of the loveliest voices of the 1970s. In fact, four of the loveliest voices of the 20th century in American pop. I'm breaking away from my own rule by including an artist who appeared on a previous list in this series, Janis Joplin, whose Peace of My Heart was a thrilling record in the 1960s, came back in the 1970s with an even better record, her version of Kris Kristofferson's Me and Bobby McGee. Thanks for listening and have a great week. 88.5, The SoCal Sound. Good night, Sherman Oaks.
On the mountain.
watched it burn. I would wrap my soul in the bosom of Abraham. I would hold my life in his saving grace. I would walk all the way from Boulder to Birmingham if I thought I could see. Of the trucks as they move down out on 95 and pretend that it's the ocean coming down to wash me clean, to wash me clean. Baby, do you know what I mean? So bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou, saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Nah, nah. And feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. Next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy, alone when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby. La la la.